This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Amid an intensifying diplomatic standoff between India and Canada, the U.S. ambassador to Canada confirmed that, quote, shared intelligence had informed Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau of the possible involvement of Indian government agents in the murder of a Canadian citizen. Reuters' Chris Dignam has more.
That's according to a CTV News interview to be aired on Sunday with U.S. Ambassador David Cohen, who said the intelligence came from the Five Eyes Network, which includes the U.S., Britain, Australia, New Zealand, and Canada. On Friday, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken urged India to work with Canada on the investigation into possible involvement of Indian government agents in Nijjar's murder.
From our perspective, it is critical that the Canadian investigation proceed, and it would be important that India work with the Canadians on this investigation.
Blinken is the most senior U.S. official to have commented on the diplomatic dispute. The U.S. and other traditional Canadian allies have so far taken a cautious approach to the matter, as political experts said this was partly because the U.S. and other major players see India as a counterweight to the growing influence of China.
Russia's top diplomat is lashing out at the U.S. and the West as a self-interested defenders of a fading international power structure. But Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov didn't directly discuss his country's war in Ukraine in his speech to the U.N. General Assembly. The U.S., he said, and its subordinate Western collective are continuing to fuel conflicts, which artificially divide humanity into hostile blocs and hamper the achievement of overall aims. They're doing everything they can to prevent the formation of a genuine multipolar world order. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com.